Inasmuch as both have remained far and veiled, they have remained either black-faced or cold.
He's painting for you some paintings to explain the light. See? What is blocking the light to you? Another light. Why don't you see the moon in the daytime? Because the sun is out. Light is playing the role of explanation, and somehow it is beyond the normal logical explanation. Looks like magical. Yes?
Since you have written part of the story of the new moon, put into words the tale of the full moon.
You started with that Hilal, which is the little moon. Now, let us see the moon itself. This Hilal fellow is not it, right? Hilal is Hilal because it's not daytime. Let's bring in some light for this one to change it. Yes?
The new moon and the full moon have oneness.
When you're talking about the Hilal, what are you talking about? The moon. Full moon. It's moon. It's the same stuff. Yeah.
They are far from duality and far and from imperfection and corruption. The new moon is inwardly free from imperfection. Its apparent imperfection is increasing gradually. Night by night, it gives a lesson in gradualness, and with deliberation, it produces relief.
This is the trick. What is he talking about? In the times of Rumi, he started to talk about the light, the moon. That's the stuff that they see. In the daytime, they don't look at the sky. The moon. And we have so many poetic languages and blah, 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 blah about the moon, right? Here, he's using that trick. He used the name of Hilal for this fellow to be that part of the moon to talk about the idea of a permanent full moon, to talk about it. And to remember that all of this is what? All of this is talking to you. Like answering the Hisamuddin. The final question, what should I do with the information? Then you are in here. Let's see what's going on. Yep.
With deliberation it says, oh hasty fool, only step by step.
Yeah, you fellow, please remember, if you want to go to the top of the building, you should use the stairs. Step by step, you will improve. Your animal will learn something and will jump up, and I found it, I got it. I get it every single day, every single moment of life, we have to improve. Remember, I know you're in rush at Jude, the one who is in rush and at the same time be silly, ruining everything. I know that you want to do like that. You want to jump up. You know what is the tricky? First, he was explaining that that jump off is possible. If you're honest, the Prophet will send to buy you. That was the first story, right? We are at the second part here, beyond that logic. Then he will say, listen, that was that, the hope. understanding the future of humanity, all of that. But for you personally, you are this fellow. There is nothing wrong with this fellow. He's sick. That's it, right? But I brought you this story to tell you that you should plan to improve step by step by step. If you don't take these steps, that ego will be healthier and more animal, and he'll die, period. Yes.
Only step by step can one mount to the roof. Let the cooking pot boil gradually, as the skillful does. The stew boiled in a mad hurry is of no use.
This is something that you don't really get it. In the climate that he is living, there is some very special food. Is qalyajush. Means that bring some water and throw whatever you have in it and give it a couple of hours, maybe days, to just boil. And that's it. This is the worst kind of food you could have, right? Here, he will say, haha, don't be a cook like that, which will try to do everything together one session. Be a real cook, step by step, and eat food to the next day, and all of that, which is what we do, because of what? The taste. That kind of food, yes, will keep you alive, but how does it taste? That is important. For life, your logic is trying to make you successful. Where is the joy of life for you if you are a logical animal who is trying to beat everyone? That is the point, yes?
Was not God able to create heaven in one moment by being, without any doubt? Why then, O seeker of instruction, did he extend it for 6 days, every day 1,000 years?
A very simple question. Couldn't he create everything in a single moment? He did not. Do you remember? We have the story of 6 days and all these steps that it takes. Then he will decide to create us. So, yes?
What is the reason for the creation of a child taking 9 months? Because gradualness is a characteristic of that king.
He could have made it magical that the babies will be born in 3 days. Could he? Well, he is doing it in some animal like that. The babies are a little bit simpler. That's it. Everything is, look around you. The existence is the magic of, not existence of everything. Everything working together. And for this working together, you need the time. This is why you need a time to grow up and mature. This is why we are trying to talk you to go step by step to mature. A lover.
Why was the creation of fire? Prajnapada, 40 mornings, he was adding to that clay little by little. Not like you.
He went in the details that you never heard of. That he didn't pick up and do this. 40 days, every single day, he will add a little bit of clay and will make a fellow. His head is in Yaman, his feet is in Baghdad. That big. Why? Yes.
Not like you, O foolish one, who have rushed forward just now. You are a child, and you have made yourself out to be an elder.
Uh-huh. It is because the time was not like the time for you. What is the time for you? You have started. He will do everything in a process that it will be like this, it will be like this, it will be like this. You are in rush. You are like a silly baby who will come in here and will sit down and will listen a little bit. We'll go out and say, now I know it. I am a sheikh. Believe in me. Which one of you is not doing it? I know. Believe in me. Follow me. Yes.
You have run up like a gourd to the top of all. Where is the warfare and combat to sustain you? You have rested on trees and walls for support. You have climbed up like a pumpkin, O little bald head. If at first you mounted on a tall cypress, yet in the end you are dry and pulpless and empty.
You see how it happened? Instead of improvement, when you grow up, you become more selfish and your ego will grow up. You will become worse. Yes?
Your green color soon turned yellow, old pumpkin, for it was derived from rouge. It was not original.
Aha! The problem is, when you join us, at the beginning, you will learn a lot. Why? Because at the beginning there is a lot that you have to wash away. Do you remember right from the beginning we said, you are the builder of yourself. Yes, there are outside, yes, there are these and that and background and blah blah. But at the end of the day, you are making yourself. This is what life is all about. You will learn and you live better. Then you learn more, you live better. And this is an ongoing process to the point that I wanted to explain, to a point that everything changes. Suddenly, you are in a fantastic situation. Because that ego of you will go silent. For the happiness, you don't know it. Because you are deep in worrying about everything. Like all animals, you feel like that. When there is no personal complication here, then you relax and you live a better life, inshallah.